News Time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Cat missing for 7 years, founded a factory just 300 yards from their home.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Well, hello,
hello,
Kevin.
Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
How many of you shower daily?
I used to, not anymore.
You
retirement.
So how much now, Warren?
Usually every other day.
Okay.
Depending on what I'm doing.
Right. Sure, yeah. If it's hot and you're sweaty, that's different.
Right. What about you, Bruce?
Every other day or in the summertime, just about every day.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
When all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue because you don't want my love.
Not in my shower, they don't.
Okay.
This is a lot Abbott that just
Costello?
Happened right there.
Yeah, Abbott and Costello. That's a good guess.
That was a heck of a routine.
I felt like that was pre-planned. I don't know. I realize it wasn't, but it kind of felt like it.
Okay, so because of retirement, you guys are not showering every day. Jay, you're still every day, right?
Well, not except for when the bluebirds sing and the redbirds yell and the yellow birds, you do this, and the car backfired, and not in my shower, you don't.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, perfectly. Yeah, okay.
Close.
Really
close. I'm not sure what happened there, but to answer your question, Kevin, I would say 99% of the time.
Right,
there's an occasional.
I think same for me, same for Steve, probably. The thing is, you guys are getting it right.
Oh, we are?
You older gentlemen.
Yeah, don't wash
experience.
That stuff
experts
off.
Experts say showering daily has no proven health benefit.
Right.
In fact, it may be damaging your health.
Oh, man.
Did it make my hair fall out?
Daily showers might seem...
Probably what it was.
Like a necessity, but experts are saying, not so fast. One expert, Manhattan dermatologist Dr. Julie Russick, said prolonged and daily showers can strip away your skin's microbiome.
Easy now.
I'm not sure I said that right.
Neither am I.
Which plays a role in protecting the skin and is also extremely important to overall health of your body. Chemist David Whitlock says, I'm right there with you, sister.
Is that what he said?
Was so adamant about preserving his dermal barrier.
Or his microbiome.
Microbiome.
Thank you.
That he didn't shower for 12 years.
Too much. Wow. Too much.
Instead, opting to spray himself with good bacteria.
Hubba hubba. Where do you get that? Good bacteria store?
I don't know. Like the probiotics?
Wouldn't that build up, though? Wouldn't you get a big old crust on you?
It seems like a snack. Bruce,
That kind of makes me oogie. crust.
Oof.
I just Googled, where do you buy good bacteria? Probiotics, but I've never seen it come in a spray. I mean, I don't know how that works. Made his own, I'm guessing,
They say one tip that you could do on the days where you don't, take a shower.
Right.
Is just use a wash rag and give yourself a quick little scrub down.
Well, how is that different? Aren't you doing the same stuff?
Because it's not, Jay.
It's not prolonged?
It's not prolonged. It's not the water running over your body and damaging your dermal barrier.
Next time my wife says, man, he worked hard in the yard. You need to take a shower. Microbiome needs a break.
That's right.
She's like, guys on there.
She's like, all right, so the couch is yours then.
How can I protect this family without my dermal barrier?
Right. Said that many times, actually.
Oh, yeah. I can see why you would.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your tip of the day. Right. You retired fellas. Nicely done.
Keep doing what we're doing, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Or not doing.
You didn't even know how smart you were.
Well proven.
Time and time again.
Yeah.
How long is the average shower for you, Warren?
Just as long as it takes me to get wet and wash my hair and scrub down and get out of there. So 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
It seemed like that was the answer I was looking for. Yeah. The stuff leading into it I didn't really need.
Oh, that's true. Ask it again.
Warren, how long a shower do you usually take?
Oh, 10 minutes.
Oh, thanks, Warren. Bruce?
5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Small.
Oh, I don't waste no time in that.
Yeah, I guess not.
What about feet washing?
Here we go.
What?
Only if it's summertime when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue because you don't want my love.
Yeah. Not in my shower, I don't.
What?
if they're dirty.
Steve, how long's your shower?
10-15 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good one.
Wow, man. Your microderm is asleep.
Yeah.
The biome is gone.
I don't know why, and I'm just picturing this. I try to picture all you guys in the shower. And I have Steve pictured in the shower now.
With a shirt on?
I don't worry about his dermal barrier because there's 100% chance Steve is wearing clothes in the shower.
Steve, it's like, you know, when your little kids come over and everybody's like, everybody in the bathtub, everybody put a swimsuit on.
Yeah.
Steve's like, well, you know, he's got his shower shoes and it's his own shower.
Yeah.
What's wrong with shower shoes?
Do you shave in the shower?
In the shower?
Yeah.
Oh, as you would say, heavens no.
Heavens no. I don't either.
Or Jay would say maybe.
Yeah.
Who says heavens no? Everybody says
I say it. Yeah. Heavens no. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But me neither.
You've gone too far, Warren. That's too much.
I suppose I have. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I also have an electric shaver, so it probably wouldn't work very
well. Oh, sure. Yeah. Go ahead and try it.
Do you wash your feet in the shower?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Elizabeth made her film debut in 2011 with a movie that got critical acclaim after premiering at the Sundance Film Festival. Where is the Sundance Film Festival?
Kevin James.
Everybody.
Hey, well, here's...
Dumb question.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I would like to finalize the debate on foot washing in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
You fellas know because you've been around and you're smart.
Yeah. Well,
we've asked the question many times, do you wash your feet in the shower or do you just let the water roll over them and call it good?
Uh-huh.
Well, that apparently confused Steve.
It did?
Yeah. Does it seem like a confusing statement to you,
Well,
Warren?
No.
New Bruce?
It's not a question at all.
It's a simple question.
Kevin, does Steve it seem confusing to you?
No.
Okay.
Steve said he washes his feet. And we go, oh, okay, so like every day? And he goes, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wow, so you actually like take the time and scrub them? And he's like, well, no, the water just runs over them.
Soapy water.
But it has soap in it.
Yeah, so that's washing.
Cool. And I'm like, okay. No. Then your answer is you let the water run over him, call him good. He goes, but no, it has soap.
Well.
Steve, if I'm washing my hands in the sink with soap,
And
you just hold your hands underneath my hands.
Well, why would I do that?
And the water from my hands goes over your hands. You don't rub it together or anything. It just goes over your hands.
Yeah.
That's completely different because you're involving another person. I don't know where your hands have been.
Do you feel like your hands have been washed or no?
Well, no, because your hands are there.
No, because your hands are there.
It's totally different.
Soapy water's coming off your body.
Here's the good same thing with that. Okay. If I put soap all over my hands and let it water run all over my hands, that's still washing my hands.
You mean like you didn't rub them together? You didn't even touch them together? You just have soapy water. Someone pours soapy water out of a bucket onto your hands and you don't rub them together or anything, you consider them washed.
Well, I'm moving them, right?
Do you move your feet?
Yeah.
Like on top of each other?
Not necessarily. No, not like on top. Just moving them around.
Then no, you're not moving your hands. Your hands are just like your feet. They're just, I mean, you're not dancing. Are you dancing in there?
Maybe a little bit, but it gets all over the hands though, right?
Mm.
Then it would be washed because it's all encompassing.
I remember some sort of pandemic that I think they were against that sort of hand washing.
All I'm saying, Steve, is your answer should be to that question. You let the water roll over your feet and call them good, because that is what you do.
That's the other option.
Plus soapy water.
And also, sometimes I, get in there and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, get in there and scrub them up.
And
it just
kind of
depends.
Like that,
on, but it's the same idea, though.
Get in there and just scrub those size sevens.
Hey.
Now, see, now.
Don't be making fun of size sevens.
Now we've gotten
into Bruce is too. I like Steve's comment. Now, why would I do that?
Yeah. Good question.
Before we carry on, Warren, who was saying something about bluebirds and green grass earlier, what was it again?
In the summertime when all the trees and leaves are green and redbird sings, I'll be blue because you don't want my love.
There it is.
Yeah.
He looked it up. It is Roger Miller who sings
that. There we go.
And then I said to Warren, what is your favorite Roger Miller song?
I said, Me and Oliver and Virgil was in the drugstore killing time when my eyes fell upon this magazine, and I got to reading this article on skydiving and parachutes, and it said jumping out airplanes was the thing. So being raised down on a farm and always ready for adventure, I knew that I could figure out a way. Uncle Delmer's got an airplane, and my cousin, I can't remember the name, got a parachute, so I said, call the boys together. Today's the day. I found out too late when Uncle Harvey called an airplane. It wasn't nothing but an engine and a wing, and so on and so forth.
How? I mean, it's so amazing.
I think you're right, Jay, what you said.
Which time?
All of
it?
All the time? I seem to relate life to music or something, however you said it.
Yeah, well, yeah. That, I mean, music is a great tool for memory, for sure. And you also had a memory when you had one.
Yeah.
I think I might have said that, too.
I don't know. Yeah, if I ever did.
Yeah. And you definitely used it up on lyrics.
Oh, man.
I suppose.
Oh, man, did he.
Oh, man, did he.
Wow.
Well, that's not
the... Oh, man, did he. Here's another song. Remember that song, Oh, Man, Did He? Oh, man, did he.
DJ Kevy coming live to town.
Oh, man, did he.
Today's a day.
Does this sound old?
Too late, what Uncle Harvey called an airplane was nothing but an engine and a wing. And I could feel my fear rising as J.D.'s Pelmer packed a parachute, cause he kept telling me I was doing the right thing.
The day I jumped from Uncle Harvey's plane. In case you care to Google for,
that's a good
for later use.
That's a good one right there.
That's better than King of the Road or...
Did he... Can I ask how the story ends, or do I need to play the song?
You'd have to play the song, because I can't really remember. I know he hit
you
the ground.
You don't know how it ended? Well, he hit the ground. Well, then now we know how it ended. I think I can make an assumption from that. Yeah. Well, oh, okay, I mean...
I said, hell, ain't no use in being afraid.
Hey, language, Rog.
Really?
I went crashing through the hen house, scattering chickens and breaking eggs. And I kissed the ground
and fainted dead away.
Now, friends, I've fought some battles, and I've been shot at once or twice, and I darn near been run over by a train. But I can't remember ever being any more afraid than the day I jumped from Uncle Harvey's plane.
He's fine.
He's all right.
He's fine. Good. He landed in the chicken coop.
Yeah.
And scared some chickens and broke some eggs.
Broke some eggs.
Yeah, it's as bad as it
broke
got.
Broke his fall, though, didn't it?
Yeah,
you
apparently,
know, I
yeah.
think all you people are right. Today's country music stinks.
Kev, you're funny.
What in the world?
What was he doing there?
Yeah,
he was quite the storyteller.
Well, yes. Yeah, and Roger was just that way, wasn't he?
I'm sorry, was that... Now, can we please be honest? Was that song popular?
Yes.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I remember it was, anyway.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
What year do you think?
Mid-60s?
67.
Do you remember it, Bruce?
Kind not of? A word of it, no.
Not a word.
Dang it.
Do you remember the song Tiny Blue Transistor Radio?
No one knows these songs. No one knows these songs.
Man, if we ever find somebody who does, though, you two are going to be best friends.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
We're going to be besties,
it's
aren't we?
It's insane how you do that. I mean, congratulations.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Yeah. Not a word of it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Thank you, but I have to disagree with the greatest man, whatever, there.
Of all time.
Yeah, that's just not true, but...
I feel like you deserve it.
Well, thank you, but I don't know. I just don't know.
Can we get a full list of the people who are better than you?
Kevin James.
Bruce.
14 of us at coffee.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time
like
to beat
the
show.
The
where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Okie dokie. Beat the show time. Heather, how are you today?
Good morning, happy Friday.
Thank you. Wow. You the same? What's the big plans for the weekend?
I'm headed to the river.
Oh, wow. Is it going to be nice enough, do you think? Or you don't care if it's nice? You're going to do whatever you got to do out there.
It's my first weekend at my seasonal camping spot, so I don't care what the weather.
Yeah.
Good girl.
That's
I like
awesome.
That way.
How far away is it from where you live?
About an hour.
Okay.
Well, good deal. Yep.
What road do you take? Okay, that wasn't nice. It was a joke, Jay. I'm sorry. Boy, I'm getting the look, Heather. I'm telling you right now, I'm getting the look. I apologize for that. I thought
you
it was
got a
funny.
Double look. You got a look from me.
You got one from Kevin, too. That's how you really know.
I know. Yeah. And Bruce is just over there saying,
Bruce
shaking his
just
head.
Shakes his head. He knows. Yeah.
Heather, I apologize. Yeah. Do you accept my apology?
Yeah, but I get 1 point for that already.
Oh, hello. Wow.
She's a smart girl, isn't she?
Kevin, are you going to play some Monty?
I mean, I can. Yeah,
yeah, come on, join us.
All right, so
and
Warren.
It's cars, so.
Yeah. Warren, like, you get the extra question. It's yes, not like Kevin has like a ton of knowledge on cars. He has good knowledge, but not like it's Gonzaga's roster. I mean, that would be, you know, unfair.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, go on, get out there.
Go on, get.
We'll give the questions here to Heather, and she'll get 60
this is
seconds.
Different. Something different.
Yeah. Kevin said he hadn't played all week. I didn't realize that, so he's going to play today.
Maybe, really?
Maybe earlier.
Did you play once? Yeah, I felt like he played once. He might have a bad. He's getting older, Heather. It's hard for him to remember anything.
That's all right.
Yeah, we're all getting there. All right.
For the best of us.
Yeah, that's right. 60 seconds, 7 questions. The category is cars. Pass if you get stuck. Here we go.
All right, Heather. What does ABS stand for in car technology?
Anti-braking system?
What 1980s movie starring Matthew Broderick features a red Ferrari?
Oh, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
What is the term for showing customized cars at events and gatherings?
Classic cars? I don't know.
What yearly event in Indiana features several hundred-mile race that is part of a part of the Triple Crown of motorsport?
The Indiana 500?
The Model T was the first mass-produced car in the world. The letter T is the 20th letter in the alphabet. True or false?
True.
Closest to, what year was the first Volkswagen Beetle first introduced?
Oh my gosh. 30.
What car model is driven by James Gandolfini's character in the show The Sopranos?
Oh, I don't know. A Lincoln. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. You got a guess in there. All right, fellas. All right, we'll see how the boys do. Sometimes they do well on these questions, even if it's in a category they like. Sometimes not.
How would you rate the questions today, Jay?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I would do. Warren, you get the first question, then we'll go in order. So Kevin, that's going to get you number two. Kevin? Number two.
Yeah.
Bruce, you're number three. We go on from there. Answer only your question. Pass only on your question, and we'll get back to it should time allow.
Groovy.
Here we go.
Ooh, groovy. All right, here we go. What does ABS stand for in car technology?
Warren?
Automatic brake system.
What 1980s movie starring starring Matthew Broderick features a red Ferrari?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
What is the term for showing customized cars at events and gatherings?
Car rally.
What yearly event in Indiana features a several hundred mile race that is part of the Triple Crown of motorsport?
Oh, it's the Indianapolis 500. Where was it at again?
Yeah, you're right.
The Model T was first mass produced. was the first mass produced car in the world. The letter T is the 20th letter in the alphabet. True or false?
Okay.
Let me get my piece of paper over here.
Come quick.
Take your time.
Hurry
false.
Up. We got all day.
Closest to what year was the first Volkswagen Beetle first introduced?
1938.
What car model is driven by James Gandolfini's character in the TV show The Sopranos?
Oh, I think it was a Stutz Bearcat.
I think you're right. You don't. No.
You're right. Mercedes.
Stutz Bearcat. Look that up momentarily.
Well, Elvis had one of those.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's see how we did.
What does ABS stand for in car technology?
Well, Warren said automatic brake system.
Isn't it anti-lock?
Anti-lock
braking system, yeah.
Anti-lock.
Heather said anti-braking system, which is close enough.
Yeah, it's close.
Way closer than one. Gosh, I'm ashamed.
You know what? Minus 1 point for you.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
I should be, too.
Yeah. It's already a 2-point lead for Heather.
What 1980s movie starring Matthew Broderick features a red Ferrari?
Everybody, yeah. Good job. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Nice job. Everybody gets a point.
Bueller.
Bueller.
Love that movie. What is the term for showing customized cars at events and gatherings?
I didn't understand the question.
I don't either.
Me neither.
I was going to... Well, the answers that I would have accepted...
Calm down.
I'm calm. I'm calm. Maybe not so much.
I love it.
I'm a little panicked.
Yeah.
I would have accepted, well, I don't know. You can accept whatever you want, I guess. Car show or auto show was what I was looking for.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, Heather said classic cars. Bruce said car rally.
I mean, those are both also right.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a point.
Yeah. All right. Good.
What yearly event in Indiana features a several hundred mile race that is part of the Triple Crown of Motorsports?
More in Indianapolis 500. It's well done.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, and Heather said Indiana 500. What do you guys think?
Close enough.
Okay. Bruce said yes. All right. Good
right
job.
Right state anyway.
Yeah.
The Model T was the first mass-produced car in the world. The letter T is the 20th letter in the alphabet.
True from Heather and false from Kevin.
It is true. Yeah.
Yeah. We go, Kevin.
Kevin,
lost us another point.
What are you doing? You're like just the boat anchor, just dragging them down here.
Got one right.
Yeah, he got the first one right, second one technically, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Closest to, what year was the first Volkswagen Beetle first introduced?
Heather said 1930. Bruce said 38. I was surprised you guys were both that close.
Yeah, 38.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, Bruce, it is.
What do you have? 2 points for
I would
Bruce.
Have been way off. I thought like 62 or something.
Same.
What in the world?
Same, Warren. Yeah, I wouldn't have known.
What car model is driven by James Gandolfini's character?
You got
in
it that time.
Sopranos?
You got Steve minus 2 points for fumbling the name in both in both reads.
Both times.
If I got it wrong, that's probably why.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the Stutz Bear was necessarily right. Lincoln was Heather's guess. I don't know what the answer is.
Cadillac Escalade.
Oh golly.
Yeah. Kevin, too bad you didn't get that question.
Golly.
Great. You could have got that wrong. It's 200 to 179 in favor of Heather.
Way to go, Heather.
Yeah, different scoring system today.
I guess so.
Let's hear it for Heather, guys.
Let's hear it, Heather.
Well done.
$15 to Dutch Bros. Enjoy your camping. Do you call it camping or do you just call it going to the river?
I call it glamping.
Glamping. Oh,
that's
good.
That's
very
good.
Nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's even better. Well, congratulations. Hold on a second. We'll get you some Dutch Bros.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting your life.
He's live
from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building, where it is, hey!
Kevin James.
Friday,
on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Kevin, what's your stat, man?
The average person who loves this says they switch their favorite one of these every 4 years. What is it?
Okay, could you say it one more time?
Okay, the average person. And the reason why I say who loves this
yeah.
because obviously some people don't do this at all because they don't do this.
I understand, yeah.
The average person who loves this says they switch their favorite one of these every 4 years. What is it?
Boy.
I think I know.
What do you think?
I think it's something they add to their coffee.
Switch like their creamer
Warren,
or something.
That is a great answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. Good answer. Switch their, well, you know, Bruce Barber.
I was going to say wig.
Oh. Wig's a great answer, actually. Yeah.
My new favorite wig.
Boy, that's a tough one, Kevin.
Steve, you got a guess on this one, buddy?
TV show?
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That is weird. I've been stuck with Friday Night Lights as my favorite TV show ever.
Sure.
And I do think about that. Like, would I ever change it?
Boy, it would take a lot, huh?
Yeah. Because Succession and Breaking Bad were two of the greatest shows I've ever watched as well. And so I go, well, maybe. Nah, I still like Friday Night Lights better.
Yeah, it's just going to be almost impossible to dislodge that. It's been there a long time.
The answer is the average person who loves beer switches their favorite beer every 4 years.
What?
That's nuts.
Boy, Bruce, he frowned on that one instantly.
Not going to happen, Bruce.
No, I don't think so. You are a Miller High Life guy, right?
Yes.
It's a champagne bottle.
And have been for how long?
Oh, gosh. 20 years.
Man.
Okay, so you've never switched it up?
Nope.
Do you ever try something different? Like if you go into a place and they don't have Miller High Life?
No, my son, though, he drinks them IPA things.
Oh, man,
get one of them once in a while.
So he'll make you try one?
Oh, yeah. Try it. You'll like it. No, I won't.
So far, he's 0-for on the try it, so, you'll like it thing.
What was it in high school, Bruce? What was your brand then?
Oh, Lucky Lager.
He was too young to drink in high school.
We didn't drink.
I'm sorry.
Too young to drink in high school.
I meant college service is what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Lucky Lager is solving those little puzzles.
Wait, what was that?
No, that was on. Oh, that was something else.
Isn't that unlucky?
What was that?
I'm pretty sure it was, because that's the only ones we could afford.
Really?
I don't even know what that means.
What's a Lucky Lager? I don't know what that is. Is that a local brand?
They're little tiny beers.
No, they were normal beer at one time.
Were they?
Are you sure? You weren't tiny back then. And you're like, man, this 7-ounce can sure feels gigantic.
I don't know. I just know that Lucky was obviously the cheapest beer.
It wasn't the cheapest. Well, pretty close, anyway.
I felt like it was because that's what we bought as, you know,
sure,
college kids.
Kevin, it had puzzles on it, you're saying, or something?
Yeah, Lucky Lager had...
On the cap, when you open it up on the inside of the cap, there was a little riddle or something?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like I'm looking at one now. Where it's Snapple.
Snapple. All right. Yeah.
Like this one has the letter four, then the word get. Then the word me, and then a rope tied in a knot.
Oh, okay.
Forget me not.
Let's see what this one is.
I'm trying to solve another Lucky Lager bottle cap.
So they're just all riddles.
Riddles, yes.
Yeah.
This one has a watch plus, what is that, Bruce? Oh, no, I see. What is this thing?
It's a B, isn't it?
Well, that's a B, a second, and then 100, and then a watch, B. See, some of them were tough, wow, especially when you'd had a few Lucky Lagers. Oh,
right, the more lager you had, the harder they were.
What's on the other side of the B?
I don't know. Bruce,
oh, that's like kind of a cool idea. Lure? I mean, I'm sure it's one.
It was very fun. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it would be like, oh, it's going to cost us 3 cents. We don't want to do that. But it would be fun if they did that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they were poorly printed. A lot of them.
Right. So you can't even see it.
Yeah.
Especially after a couple.
Hard to solve, and then we would get in arguments as to what it really said.
Was there a place, I mean, how would you know if you were right? You would just know.
Oh, I don't know that there was a right answer, was there, Bruce?
We didn't have the internet.
Right,
so.
It's not like you could look it up.
Write to somebody.
I mean, if somebody, because I feel like someone could, there could be more than one right answer, or at least an idea that they think they have the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I like that concept. I never heard of it.
12 Lucky Lager beer bottle cap puzzles. For $29.95.
Oh my gosh.
Hubba hubba.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Thanks for looking it up though, Kev.
Yeah. Good memories.
Oh, I just found a website, riddles.com/caps, and apparently has all of their caps, and you can click on them and see the right answers.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
God bless the internet.
Yeah,
like you said, Bruce, we did not have that back then.
We had encyclopedias.
It's hard to get the answer from that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, some of these I could just see. Oh, yeah.
Jay, I feel like you're a guy who you don't drink a ton of beer. But
I don't have a favorite beer.
For a while, you kind of did, though, right? Didn't you have one that you said, I guess that's my favorite?
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe. Do you remember what it was?
Sort of.
What was it?
I can't remember. It was definitely like more one of those summer shandy.
Oh, yeah. Is that right? Yeah, because we always drank that at the cabin. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Summer shandy was for sure, Kev.
But now you're just...
Eh. It's like, whatever. I don't know. I don't drink enough of it to have a favorite.
Right.
But that Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, Bruce, have you ever had it?
No.
Got a little lemon in it. It's pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah, you'd like it almost as much as you like that popcorn with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch spread on it. Yeah.
I don't know if he could like anything more than we'll talk about that coming up in Hot Topics.
Oh, man.
I've never seen Bruce as delighted as he is today.
He's locked in on that popcorn, man.
Except for the stuff that Denise makes.
Yeah.
Christmas or whatever that was.
Stuff is pretty addicting.
It is. The Big 99.9 Coyote.